Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee, and we are just rocking and rolling on this free-for-all freaky Friday. Coaches shows continues. We head to Douglas County to talk with head coach of the state-ranked Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. How we doing, Coach?
Doing good today, and you?
Fantastic. It's Friday, and can you believe it's already week four?
It's hard to believe. Time's flying by for sure.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, last week you took on one of your big rivals, the Mountain Grove Panthers, come away with a win, 38-14. What'd you see that you liked aside from the scoreboard, and what did you see that you feel you need to work on a little bit heading into this week four?
Well, I think, you know, going into the game, we had been able to just physically impose our will on people, and Mountain Grove always shows up ready to play us, and they did a great job. They kind of came out and hit us in the mouth early, and we got to see how our team responded to a little bit of adversity. And, you know, that score looks a whole lot more lopsided than the game was, and it was nice that our team had to play a complete four-quarter game in order to get the win.
Yeah, I mean, that is really key. I mean, you know, it's great to have games where you can rest players and work on creating the depth that will help push a team further through districts and state playoffs, but there's also, as a coach, I think, you know, you want games like that. Let's see what they've got in the fourth quarter, you know, when it's still on the line. Is that kind of where you were at?
Absolutely. You know, it was a big deal not only to have to play four quarters, but also to make those in-game adjustments. We hadn't really ran into any bumpy roads yet, and the ability to make some adjustments in the game, you know, that's big to see from your kids and how they respond to things like that. So felt like it was a really good week for us, and Mountain Grove did a great job and helped make us a better football team.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, you guys are getting a little love through the state rankings in Class 3, and right now you've kind of got things going 3-0 headed into tonight's matchup with the Liberty Eagles, and, you know, two teams that's really had a lot of success over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. What are you seeing out of Liberty this year?
Well, you know, I felt like they kind of got off to a rough start there. But watching film on their week three game, they're back. I felt like they were a completely different team last week than the team I saw the previous two. The Pruitt kid is special. I think everybody in the area knows that. He's a great football player. And I think anybody that plays him know that they have to slow that kid down to be successful.
Yeah, week one, Stratford, you know, common opponents. Liberty played Stratford. The heat was just crazy. Several players ended up not playing. There were two that didn't play the second, and there were three more that didn't play the second half. And moving players around, it kind of left you scratching your head. And then against Adrian, you know, a state-ranked team, come out. It was a pretty good first quarter, and then again, players not able to continue to play due to what they went through the prior week. And then at there, they kind of had everybody together. But it's a game that really is going to come to who is really just going to be the physical aggressor, who's going to set the tone, and protect the football, be solid on special teams. That's really, you know, a key into winning against a tough opponent, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that football is still a contact sport, and physicality will win more often than not. Talk about the turnover battle. You know, anytime you give your opponent extra opportunity to score, it puts you behind your opponent. And, you know, we've talked about it all week. We've got to set the tone with our physicality, and we got to take care of the football. And, you know, that's not just this week. That's the recipe for success anytime you're playing football.
Well, the Liberty Eagles are going to be without their leading receiver through 3 weeks. In Adrian Pendergraf, a senior, he tore a pectoral muscle and is out for the year. How's the overall health for the Ava Bears?
We're pretty fortunate right now. We've got some bumps and bruises. We've got some sprained ankles and some hip issues, but nothing that's going to keep us from playing. On the most part, we do have a kid that was, you know, a first guy sub, both offensive and defensive line. Mm-hmm. Played some linebacker for us as well, that's waiting on an MRI back on his knee. But, you know, as far as the starting 11 both sides go, we're very fortunate right now.
Right on. Hey, everybody, again, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. We appreciate you. And, Coach, we'll be seeing you a little later on tonight.
Sounds good. Thank you.